Red Sea, 'cause he knew his Lord would surely make a way. Goliath was a giant with no fear of defeat, but little David won the victory that day. Though I face difficulty time and time again, I'm not afraid of how it's gonna end.
Since I've been saved,
I've never known a day that he didn't make a way with his mighty strong hand. Never known a day when, come what may, he did not have an amazing plan. And no matter what I face, I know he'll bring me through again. Since I've been saved, I've never known a day that he didn't make a way.
But Jesus spoke and everything stood still. A woman who was sick without a possible cure just simply touched his robe and she was healed. There's never been a situation that he could not solve. There's nothing that I'll face bigger.
Saved, I've never known a day that he didn't make a way with his mighty strong hand. Never known a day when, come what may, he did not have an amazing plan. And no matter what I face, I know he'll bring me through again. Since I've been saved, I've never known a day that he didn't make a way.
Why should I be afraid? I'm safe within the arms of the one who will protect me from all harm.
From all harm. From all harm.
Since I've been saved, I've never known a day that he didn't make a way with his mighty strong hand.
Never known a day when, come what may, he did not have an amazing plan. And no matter what I face, I know he'll bring me through again. Since I've been saved, I've never known a day didn't make a way. Since I've been saved, I've never known a day that he didn't make a way.
The Inspirations and their song, I've Never Known a Day. That's our first song today here on the Gospel Time program. I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Here's one now from Karen Peck and New River. It's called Special Love. You're listening to Gospel Time.
I really hate to bother you, but Lord, I've got a whole lot on my mind. I know that you're real busy, but I promise I won't take much of your time. But Lord, I need a little grace to help me make it through. I need to feel that kind of love that only comes from you. If you'll just squeeze my hand, let me feel you by my side. You said you'd never, you'd always be my guide. But the storms of life sometimes won't let the sun shine through. could sing. Oh, the night you turned my life around, it seemed you made me over new. The mercy that you showed me, Lord, kept me coming back to you. If you'll just squeeze my hand, let me feel you by my side. Feel you by my side. You said you'd never, never leave me. Lord, you'd always be my guide. But the storm won't let the sun shine through. Lord, I need to feel that kind of love that only comes from you. Yes, I need to feel that kind of love that only comes from you. Love comes from you.
In the 25th Psalm, verse 4, God's Word says, "Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your path." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Almighty God, in your word, you have promised that if we seek, then we will find. Oh Lord, today we do seek your guidance in the many choices that we face this day. And Lord, we seek your will so that the choices we might make would be according to your will. But most of all, dear Lord, we just seek to have a very special presence with you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
His voice is calling to his harvest. He's calling you. And does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? Oh, it is great if our God is in it. For he will not forsake his own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There is crown and you can win it. If you and our race on this earth is won, he will say, if we are faithful. Oh, come
I've already put in my time.
When it comes to serving the Lord, there's no season for service. This is Elizabeth George. Oh, I admit there are indeed seasons in our roles and responsibilities, but the service itself continues. It's ageless. In Philippians 3:14, the Apostle Paul pressed on for the prize. As long as you and I have life and breath, we're called to be a woman after God's own heart, to serve and minister to others. Frankly, the older we get, our ministry should be more meaningful and often more fulfilling, because the years give us greater experience, greater knowledge of the Word of God, greater wisdom, greater faith, even greater amounts of time. Let's plan, prepare, pray, practice, and by God's grace, produce a life of ministry.
Music continues here on Gospel Time. This is from the Wisnants. It's called When He Calls Us Away.
For so long, God's children have looked toward the heavens, watching and listening for the trumpet to sound. We're all kind of homesick, we're anxiously waiting for that glorious morning when we rise from the ground. So lift your head, weary pilgrim, for soon He is coming. We know not the moment when we'll see His face. Not defeated. We've climbed many mountains on our journey toward home. Soon the race will be finished. Triumphant we will rise. Oh, what a day when we meet Him in the skies. So lift your head, weary pilgrim, for soon He is coming. We know not the moment when we'll see His face.
Peter came to him and asked, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? "No," Jesus replied, 70 times 7. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. He couldn't pay, so the king ordered that he, his wife, his children, and everything he had be sold to pay the debt. But the man fell down before the king and begged him, "Oh, sir, be patient with me, and I will pay it all." Then the king was filled with pity for him, and he released him and forgave his debt. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 27, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Just a boy. Broadcasting live to heaven 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every word you say is being recorded by a complex array of hidden microphones.
No, there are no actual microphones.
Right. God hears what you say all day, every day.
Now, I remember saying something nice today.
Oh, well, yeah, but I think you'd be surprised how much we complain.
Right. If God played back our tape from just one day, we'd be amazed.
But what can you do? I mean, just look at all the things you can complain about in this world.
I know what you're saying. It's easy to go cynical and find fault.
The Bible says the people of Israel did that when they left Egypt.
I think I remember that story.
It's in Numbers 14, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep ourselves from complaining and going cynical, we have to stop being selfish.
That's really the cause of complaining, not getting our own way.
And forgetting what we have or what God has done.
That's the point of Numbers 14. To complain is to forget God.
And that's not a very good trade.
And that's the point from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Time for one more song. Let's call on the Triumphant Quartet. This is called Love Came Calling.
On the stormy sea of Galilee, when he said, Peter, come to me, he was calling. Love came calling. The dead man Lazarus in the grave, he came much too late to save. He was calling, love came calling.
Love came calling like a warm embrace, every doubt and fear replaced. He was calling. Love came calling like a faithful friend, never be the same again. He was calling.
Love came calling. She had lived a life of such regret, beyond the line of grace, and yet he was calling. Love came calling.
Through her veil of tears and bitter pain, she heard his voice so clear and plain.
He was calling. Love came calling.
Love came calling like a warm embrace, every doubt and fear replaced. He was calling. Love came calling like a faithful friend, never be the same again. He was calling.
Oh, love came calling. Long before I ever knew the sound of what could turn my life around, he was calling. Love came calling. I heard the brilliant song of freedom where my heart belongs. He was calling. Love came calling. Oh, he was calling. Love came calling.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, why do people help each other when they don't have to?
Chris, we've seen this many times. Most recently in the World Trade Center tragedy, people helped each other just because it was the right thing to do. Evolution has trouble with this. In evolution, the only thing that matters is survival and reproduction. Why help someone else when it doesn't help you? Conversely, why punish evildoers? Meeting out punishment is often dangerous or costly to the one doing the punishment. Again, a problem to evolution. You see, evolution from any angle doesn't make sense. God created us in His image with a built-in sense of right and wrong and a love for others. The back-to-Genesis way of thinking, that's the one that makes sense.
If you want to know more about the creation-evolution issue, please request the free information packet when you call us at 1-800-7-GENESIS. That's 1-800-743-6374.
Well, we have run out of time. It's time for us to close up shop on today's Gospel Time program. Before I do, though, may I give you my mailing address? It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. We'd like to hear from you. I also suggest you call or write to the radio station you're listening to and thank them for putting Gospel Time on the air. Thank you for listening to our program today. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.